WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, 44 degrees here at the Nishna Valley's official weather station in Atlantic. Today we do look for partly cloudy skies with a high getting up near 78 degrees. Good morning, I'm Brett Johnson with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. An arson incident at Atlantic High School on Monday led to the arrest of a 15-year-old girl. Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green says,
basically, she just had lit a article and threw it into a trash can in the ladies' restroom and started the trash can on fire. Was evidently caught at the situation. And when we conferred with juvenile authorities, they recommended the charge of arson first and to ship her to JDC.
The juvenile remains at the Juvenile Detention Center in Council Bluffs until her court appearance. No other details are currently available. KJAN News Time is 7:07.
Hi, this is Lon at Lindeman Tractor. CR combines have been going real good, both new and used recently, as the guys are getting started. In the meantime, we've traded for a heck of a bunch of nice late model used machines. We've got some used TR99s, TR89s. In addition to that, every day we're changing our inventory of late model used ones. Recently, we've got in some New Holland CRs, both 9070s, 9060s, 960s. So if you're thinking about moving up, give us a holler soon as possible. Also, New Holland's got some excellent financing. We've got 30 months 0% financing with qualified credit. So get in here, take a look. The inventory is changing every day. Give us a holler and we'll get you updated and let you know what we've got in. Call Rick, Chris, Jay, or me at Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic. True Blue.
A Villisca teenager faces an assault charge after an incident at Villisca Junior High on Tuesday. At about noon, a 14-year-old boy was arrested by the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office after he allegedly assaulted a 12-year-old student at Villisca Junior High. The teen was charged with simple assault and released to a parent. No other details about that case are currently available. One woman and her three passengers were injured in a single vehicle accident in Fremont County Tuesday afternoon. At about 2 p.m., a 1995 Toyota Camry driven by 68-year-old Betty Brown of Omaha was southbound in the right lane on I-29 at mile marker 5 near Hamburg. Brown drifted to the left lane and overcorrected, causing her to lose control of the Camry. Brown's Camry went off the road into the west ditch and then rolled several times. She was ejected from the vehicle. Brown was airlifted by LifeNet helicopter to Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha with non-life-threatening injuries. Three other passengers in Brown's vehicle were transported to Grape Community Hospital in Hamburg with non-life-threatening injuries. A teenage girl was injured in a one-vehicle accident that occurred Monday afternoon near Shenandoah. At about 5:30 p.m., the Fremont County Sheriff's Office and Shenandoah Rescue were dispatched to a scene of a one-vehicle accident at the intersection of 170th Street and 390th Avenue in Fremont County near Shenandoah. Upon arrival, officials found a 1995 Chevy pickup owned by Kevin Wilson but driven by the teenage girl in the ditch where it had struck a power pole. The girl had possible injuries to her hand. The two other teenage boys who were passengers in the pickup truck did not sustain injuries. All the teens were released back to their parents. The Pottawatomie County Emergency Management Agency is offering a FEMA course called Community Emergency Response Team on Saturday from 9 till 1 at the Fire Training Center in Council Bluffs. CERT was started in 2003 by Pottawatomie County Emergency Management Agency. Pottawatomie Emergency Management Office Specialist Eva Fisher says they have a class every 1 to 2 years that teach disaster preparedness for individuals. She says they keep a database with volunteers and train 15 to 20 people each 20-hour class. Last year they helped in the EOC with phones because of the flood in the area. And taking a look at state news on KJAN, authorities are investigating a reported sexual assault at a University of Iowa fraternity that's being closed after allegations of hazing. Iowa City Police say an assault at the Sigma Alpha house was reported on September 11th. The National Sigma Alpha headquarters said Monday the Iowa chapter was being shut down for hazing. And the Midwest Governors Association will meet in Des Moines and mark the organization's 50th anniversary. Iowa Governor Terry Branstad, the group's chairman, will be joined by counterparts from Minnesota and Kansas for today's meeting. The association includes governors from 9 Midwestern states. KJAN News Time is 7:11.
Hi, this is Lon at Lindeman Tractor. CR combines have been going real good, both new and used recently, as the guys are getting started. In the meantime, we've traded for a heck of a bunch of nice late model used machines. We've got some used TR99s, TR89s. In addition to that, every day we're changing our inventory of late model used ones. Recently, we've got in some New Holland CRs, both 9070s, 9060s, 960s. So if you're thinking about moving up, give us a holler soon as possible. Also, New Holland's got some excellent financing. We've got 30 months 0% financing with qualified credit. So get in here, take a look. The inventory is changing every day. Give us a holler and we'll get you updated and let you know what we've got in. Call Rick, Chris, Jay, or me at Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic. True Blue.
In our funeral announcements, 81-year-old Betty Tracy of Greenfield died Saturday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Funeral services for Betty Tracy will be held this morning at 10 o'clock at the Cornerstone Fellowship Church in Greenfield. 51-year-old Lisa Gravy of Kimbleton died Sunday at her home. Funeral services for Lisa Gravy will be held this morning at 10:30 at Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton. Edna Irene Balch of Atlantic died on Sunday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Edna Balch will be held tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. 88-year-old Mary Gervais Jerry Barron of Ottoman died on Monday at the Ottoman County Memorial Hospital. Massive Christian burial for Mary Gervais Jerry Barron will be held tomorrow morning at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Ottoman. Kessler Funeral Home in Ottoman has the arrangements. 83-year-old Flossie Murray Zimmerlein of Greenfield died Saturday at the Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Flossie Zimmerlein will be held tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. 102-year-old Mildred Bernice McCarty O'Neill of Hemet, California, and formerly Atlantic, died August 26th in California. A memorial mass for Mildred Bernice O'Neill will be held Friday morning at 10:30 at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. 88-year-old Bertha Hansen of Elkhorn died on Tuesday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Bertha Hansen will be held on Saturday morning at 10:30 at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Leola and Kirk Timmerman of Carroll have died. Graveside services for Leola and Kirk Timmerman will be held on Saturday morning at 11 o'clock in the Manning Cemetery. The Odie Twitt Funeral Home in Carroll is in charge of the arrangements. 85-year-old Ruby M. Browning of Harlan and formerly from Irwin has died. Private family services for Ruby M. Browning have already taken place, with the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan handling the arrangements for that service. That's a look at our KJAN 7 o'clock news, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Good news for your blues. I'm Brett Johnson reporting for KJAN News.